This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
The views expressed by guests on this program do not necessarily represent the views of the host or owners of the Doggy Diva Show and do not necessarily constitute endorsement of products. Medical information discussed by guests on this program are those of the guests and is only for informational purposes and should not replace medical advice by your local veterinarian professional.
Hi, this is Susan Marie from the Doggy Diva Show. This week, parasite prevention for your pets and a holiday ornament that pays it forward. That's what's on our show this week. Let's get started.
Hey, did you hear that? What is that?
It's the bark heard round the world. The Doggy Diva Show. Here's national award-winning author and animal advocate, Susan Marie.
Hi, welcome to the Doggy Diva Show, the show for animal lovers. I'm your host, Susan Marie, and as always, I'm joined by my canine co-hosts, the Doggy Divas themselves, Francesca, Coco, and our newest little diva, Miss Olive. Miss Olive is the cute little Italian Greyhound rescue in the picture with the microphone. Thank you for joining us today as we bring the experts in the pet and animal world right to you. Contact us at thedoggydiva.com. That's the thedoggydiva.com. We love hearing from you. So go grab a cup of coffee and your pet's favorite treat, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Looking for a dental treat that does more for your dog? Daily Dose is a 2-in-1 chew that pairs a daily dental scrub with powerful supplements to help with the biggest health concerns facing our dogs. Daily Dose was developed by vets to be simple to use and super effective. Plus, dogs love the taste. Available for joint, skin, heart health, or calming. Daily Dose, your pet's daily dose of awesome. Visit yourpetsdailydose.com to save $3 on your first bag with promo code PETLIFE. That's yourpetsdailydose.com.
Bear, the rescue dog, had very flaky skin, dropping a lot of fur, and the vet wanted to do steroid injections. I was at a dead end.
DINOVITE.com.
Probably 6 weeks after we started using Dynavite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch. It was awesome.
You get some Dynavite, how happy your dog will be.
Every rescue dog in America deserves Dynavite for 90 days.
DINOVITE.com.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Doggy Diva Show. I'm here with Monica Layton, president of Professional Pet Sitting. And Monica, there's something that I think people probably need to be aware of, and sometimes we forget because we're into the winter months, but parasite prevention. Can you tell us about that?
So now is a great time of the year because the weather is cooling down a bit. It's not quite so hot, but it's not like absolutely freezing yet. So it's the time of the year where people are out and about and really enjoying the outdoors. It's a great time for hiking and camping and, you know, just doing all that great stuff. And especially right now with social distancing and not being able to, you know, do a lot as far as public spaces, you know, going to some of the parks and things like that and doing hiking and doing trail walking is popular right now more than ever because it's something that can be done safely with your family and still social distance. With that comes some prevention that you have to be careful with when you bring your dog on those types of outings. So that's what I want to focus on right now, simply because we're already seeing in the office that more and more pets are coming in with simple parasite issues that are causing health issues that the people, you know, just simply did not know about. They thought they were covered. And, you know, it's so hard because there's so many medications out there on the market and so many of them do different things. And it's very easy to get confused as to what you should be on, you know, if it's only certain months of the year round. And how to check, you know, what's really happening in your specific area. So one thing about parasites in general, When you think parasites, the number one thing that comes up with most pet owners is fleas and ticks. That's what they immediately think of when it comes to parasites. But it's generally a lot deeper than that. Your internal parasites are actually more frequently seen, especially in our veterinary office, than flea and tick issues. Just because when you have flea and tick issues, you'll see them on your pet. You have the itchy pet, you're seeing bugs. The internal parasites they can have and you won't see them. So it's something that, you know, they can get, they pick up from the soil, they pick up from digging in the yard. A lot of parasites and internal parasites, they can burrow through the pads of their feet. So they can get them in a lot of different ways that, you know, you just don't pick up on in day-to-day life. And they can have them from some time frame before you really start to see significant enough results to then go in and, you know, find out you have them. So that is kind of why the importance of prevention comes in. So a couple of things. Definitely check with your veterinarian and check with whatever products you're using on your pets, because you want to make sure that your pet, especially in some of the warmer climates where you have mosquitoes year-round, you want to be in a heartworm prevention every month of the year in those warmer climates. And even in some of the cooler climates where heartworms, like we don't have mosquitoes year-round, a lot of the parasites live in the soil. So if you have a dog that is going to go hiking or on trails or out with you, you definitely want to know the instances of parasites in your area, because your roundworms, your hookworms, your whipworms, all those worms that they're getting from the outside environment, your soil, things of that nature, those are included in your medication with your heartworms.
Hmm.
So a lot of people think, even, you know, we have some of our, you know, like for us being based in Florida, we have a lot of snowbird clients, and, you know, their vet doesn't always recommend that they have to stay in a heartworm year round, which is fine in certain areas. But then they come down here and we have a plethora of hookworms and roundworms and things like that in our soil. Plus we have mosquitoes year round, and all these pets are coming in with, you know, with big issues when it comes to parasites. So you always want to make sure you know what's blooming and what's going on in your area. And then you also want to have them on something for flea and ticks. So if you have something that's all in one, that's fine. But a lot of things out there, like there's shots that happen now, there's new things on the market. So you always want to check with your veterinarian and make sure that it's not only a flea and tick prevention, but it's also an internal parasite prevention with heartworm. And a great resource to check your area to see what worms have a high basis in your area, there's a website, and it's the Companion Animal Parasite Council. I get the statistics sent to my email every single month for our area, because I send that out to our clients as an informational piece. But it's a great asset, and you can go in there, and their website is www.capcvet.org. And you can go in and subscribe, or you can just go in and look, but it has state by state statistics. Then it has county by county statistics. So not only can you go to the state and see what your state averages are for, you know, your internal parasites, your Giardia, your ticks, your tick-borne diseases such as Lyme disease, anaplasmosis, or ehrlichiosis, all of those statistics are found on a state statistic level, a U.S. statistic level, and then also in the county you live in.
Monica, there's so many people that are relocating to different states. They may be leaving their state, or they may just be snowbirds that are going. This is so valuable, because I know that when we moved down here years ago, we had big dogs. We had really big dogs, and we go walking on trails with them. I had no idea. We were from New York. I had no idea what was wrong with my dog. I took it. They had whipworm, and it did get in through. It burrowed in through their pads, because where we walked was a very highly populated area that everybody with their dogs walked. So even though you may be very aware of what's going on with your animals, you need to be totally on top of the prevention, because you never know what's out there, especially if you're coming from another area. So this is really great. Let me just get it right again. It's www.capcvet.org.
Yes. And it's a great resource. And like I said, they'll send you out, if you subscribe and you'll click on your area, they'll send you out an email once a month for statistics. And like I said, you can check, you know, heartworm statistics, your tick-borne diseases, your internal parasites, like your roundworms, your hookworms, your whipworms, Giardia, which is a parasite that they get internally. They have all that information based in one, you know, one website, which is fantastic.
Wow, that's a great, great tip. And again, for people who actually live in your state, you could find it what's going on state by state, county by county. But if you're relocating or maybe temporarily visiting somewhere, what a great thing to be prepared so you could talk to your vet before you even make the trip.
Absolutely.
Wow. Well, Monica, as always, you bring us great information. This is wonderful, especially for the times we're living in when people seem to be relocating to different places. So this is a great way to be prepared and work with your vet to make sure that your pets are covered for all types of parasites, whether they be external or internal. So thank you so very much.
Thank you. Have a great week.
Hello, everyone. Susan Maria Miss Olive here to announce the release of the second book in the Doggy Diva Diaries series, Miss Olive Finds Her Forever Friends, a story about Miss Olive's encounters with bullying at a dog park and how she learns a life lesson. Please check out the original award-winning book, Miss Olive Finds Her Forever Home, which is a story about adoption and rescue. Both books are available at Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com. And please visit thedoggydiva.com for more information. Thank you, everyone. Coming up, a holiday collectible ornament that pays it forward. Stay tuned.
Are you listening to this right now with a cell phone clenched between your teeth as you frantically flip pages on your paper calendars? Or are you a new breed of groomer bred for speed and efficiency of movement? 123 Pet Software automates your communications, doing the reminding, confirming, thanking, and marketing for you. 123 Pet centralizes your schedule, employees, clients, inventory, and more. 123 Pet is the business management software you need. Start minding your business today. Visit 123petsoftware.com.
Help your dog from the inside out with Caniotic Daily Probiotic for Dogs. Caniotic's superior and exclusive technology makes it the only dog probiotic from the dog for the dog. Your dog's gastrointestinal tract is important to their well-being, and a daily dose of Caniotic is one easy way you can support it. Caniotic, C-A-N-I-O-T-I-C, is available on Chewy.com. Add it to your cart today and give it a try.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Doggy Diva Show. Since 1987, Red Rover has focused on bringing animals out of crisis and strengthening the human-animal bond through emergency sheltering, disaster relief services, financial assistance, and education. And with us today is Nicole Forsythe, the CEO and president at Red Rover, to share a very special holiday ornament promotion and all of the great things that Red Rover is doing for us out there. Welcome back to the show, Nicole. We are looking so forward to hearing about this beautiful collectible ornament that actually pays it forward.
Thank you. Yes, that's always great to be on the show.
Oh, good to have you back. And for our first-time listeners, can you tell them a little bit about Red Rover?
Yeah, so Red Rover is kind of like the American Red Cross for pets. So we really are there to help when people and pets are in crisis together. So it could be natural disasters when people need to evacuate and they have nowhere else to bring their pets, or they can't afford an emergency veterinary service, or they're trying to escape domestic violence and they have nowhere to bring their pets. And then we're also there to really help try to prevent crises and neglect and abuse in the first place by helping kids understand animals better and practice the skills they need for empathy.
Oh, that's so great. And can you tell us a little bit about the Purple Leash Project partnership and the goal for that campaign?
Yeah, this is very exciting. We've been working with Purina now for a couple of years, and they have really helped us increase the number of domestic violence shelters that are pet friendly. So we know from research that a lot of people will not leave, up to 50% will not leave their abusive relationships if they can't bring their pets. We know they're part of the abuse, part of the manipulation, and used as a tool against people to kind of get them to do what the abuser wants. So it's really important that people leave with their pets. And unfortunately, only 17% of domestic violence shelters currently are pet friendly. So Purina is helping us change that. And we are working with them on this project called the Purple Leash Project to reach the goal of 25% of domestic violence shelters becoming pet friendly by 2025. So it's pretty exciting. They provide some of the funding we need for that. So we have a few other, you know, some other funders that give us the money for the grants. But Purina is giving us a substantial amount of this money, this funding, so that domestic violence shelters can apply with us. We also help them through all of the tools and resources and questions they have to figure out before they become pet friendly. And then once they're ready, they apply for a grant from us. And sometimes we even help them do the actual build with another nonprofit called greatergood.org.
And I don't think that a lot of people realize that the pet is a key and sometimes used as a manipulative tool for the abuser to keep the person who's being abused home. So this is very, very important what you're doing, and the awareness of what you're doing is tremendous. And then I don't think there's a whole lot of people out there that are doing that, that's connecting it with the pet. So I commend you and Red Rover for all that you're doing for that, especially now as the times that we're going through. It's very important for people to be aware of this.
True. And we know that domestic violence is on the rise mm-hmm. with COVID-19 and more people staying home, you know, worried about the virus. And of course, the more people are home, the more the abuse happens. So it's becoming even more important issue to make sure people have the resources to be able to get out of these situations when they can.
Absolutely. And one of the things that Purina is doing too is you have this special Fancy Feast Feastivities ornament promotion that actually pays it forward to Red Rover. So it's not only a beautiful, which it is a gorgeous holiday ornament, by the way, but it also pays it forward. So it kind of has a dual purpose, which is really what the holidays are all about. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah. So not only Purina as the sort of, overall brand, but some of their specific brands like Fancy Feast have joined on to the Purple Leash Project to help raise funds for it. And so this year, their ornaments, which I guess they do every year, their lovely collection of collectible limited edition ornaments. And this year, every ornament purchased, they're donating to Red Rover, to the Purple Leash Project. So that's really exciting. They're only $3. You can go to festivities.com and see the ornament and order. You can also make an additional donation to Red Rover, but the full $3 comes to us. So this is a pretty great way to, you know, buy Christmas presents for people and feel really good about the purchase and, also share information about Red Rover and Purple Leash Project and what we're doing. So it doesn't get better than that for a holiday
Absolutely.
Gift in my mind. Yeah, it's not that expensive. It's sending a great message. It's a very positive message too, because that's what the Purple Leash Project is all about. It's not about making people, feel horrible that there's this domestic violence out there. It's about a solution. You know, all we need to do is make these domestic violence shelters pet friendly, and people can leave and start over with their, start over with their life and, heal better because they'll have their pets with them.
You're so right. And what better way to feel good, especially during these times, than knowing that you're helping to be part of the solution. So that's so great, knowing that you're paying it forward for that reason. And could you describe the ornament for us? Because it's absolutely beautiful. It's simplistic, but very breathtaking.
Yeah, they somehow managed to take a cat silhouette and a heart and like blend them. So it looks mostly like a heart, but on one side of the heart, it's a cat's face silhouette and the little ears. And so it's a very simple, nice line, a very nice design with a simple line. And it doesn't say Fancy Feast on it. It just has the FF. Kind of like their, a version of their logo.
Yeah, very florally.
And then 2020. Yeah, it's very, very beautiful. And then it has a purple heart on it with some, what do you call those, a little scroll.
Like a little florally, like a little scroll. Yeah,
yeah,
oh, it's little, beautiful.
Yeah, florally. It's very beautiful. Yeah, I think it's one of their prettiest ornaments that they've done, actually. I might be biased, but.
No,
I think it's very beautiful.
It is. It's beautiful. It's very simple. And sometimes when you see pet ornaments, something that is more full pet, this is actually a very sleek, sophisticated silhouette. So whether you're cat, dog, whatever lover you are, animal lover, or whether you just want something that you know is going to pay it forward to a wonderful organization for a wonderful purpose. This is very sleek and something that you would be proud to have on your tree or hang all year round. It's just beautiful. And the meaning behind it is very special. And we touched on COVID. So, and of course, we're seeing right now still a rise in the COVID cases in many of the states. Can you tell us how Red Rover is helping people and pets during this pandemic?
Yeah. So one of the programs we had in place prior to the pandemic was an emergency boarding program for people who did need to leave domestic violence situations and couldn't bring their pets and they didn't have a shelter to go to. And so having the pets go to a temporary boarding facility is one of our stopgap programs. You know, if you can't make the domestic violence shelters pet friendly and their people are really stuck, at least they can have the pets go to a boarding facility while the people escape to a domestic violence shelter. And, you know, when the pandemic hit, we thought, oh my gosh, what can we do to help these situations? What if people end up surrendering their animals to shelters because they can't afford or because they're, you know, they have COVID and they have no one else to take care of their pets? And with the rise of, you know, the numbers, we really wanted to make sure we were doing something to help. So we just modified that temporary boarding program that we already had in place and opened it up to people who are either hospitalized due to COVID-19 or maybe just are so ill at home. And so this has become a fabulous way for, you know, loved ones to contact us, let us know, hey, you know, I've got a family member, they can't take care of their pets, can you help? And so once someone has that kind of like liaison that we can work with, we can take care of their pets for them so they can really just focus on healing and recovery. And this has been a really great, great thing to offer. We haven't had a ton of applications for this, so it's a great thing to kind of get more word out there. If people are stuck, we're there to help. So far, we've helped 13 animals for a total of 200 nights of boarding. Wow. So we'd love to help more if it's needed. I'm hoping that maybe people are able to just, you know, they've been able to get family and friends to help. But certainly, you know, we want to make sure people know about this.
That's so good for people to know, too, because I think sometimes people like, oh, they're almost like in a state of panic. What should I do? What should I do? So this is a very good thing. And speaking, we talked a little bit earlier about domestic violence shelters. You were recently in one in Missouri. Can you describe to us how you helped to expand that accommodation for pets?
Yeah. So as I mentioned, so sometimes we just provide a grant for a domestic violence shelter, but sometimes we actually send our volunteers who normally go and help set up temporary shelters during a natural disaster when, you know, when the humans evacuate and the animals have to go to a separate evacuation shelter. But we also sometimes send our volunteers out to do a physical build at a domestic violence shelter to help it become pet friendly. And we do that in partnership with greatergood.org, and they have a program called Rescue Rebuild. And they have the expertise when it comes to sheltering and design. And so they will partner with them and we will actually go and do the build for a domestic violence shelter. So we recently did this in Missouri. We haven't been able to deploy volunteers because of the pandemic. You know, we've been playing it really safe and making sure we're not putting them in a dangerous situation. But we have been sending staff, you know, that are comfortable traveling. And so we had staff at a domestic violence shelter in Missouri working with Greater Good and Rescue Rebuild. And, you know, they really just, they helped transform. In this particular situation, they transformed two 12-by-14 buildings into pet living rooms and places where the survivors can visit and play with their pets. So, you know, these every design of a domestic violence shelter that becomes pet friendly is a little bit different. But one of the ones that we found works really well is, you know, you might need to have a separate space for the pets, like maybe an outdoor kennel of some sort. But having an indoor space, like a living room where people can hang out with their pets and play with them, is really critical. And so that's what they were doing in this situation is, you know, recreating these spaces to make sure they're cat friendly. You know, usually that requires taking out the carpet, making sure the cat spaces have cat enrichment, places for them to roam and hide and, you know, do cat things. And then the indoor, in this case, they actually made an indoor dog run so that they could have an indoor space and an outdoor play yard. So lots of great stuff happening there. And it's just so amazing when our volunteers and our staff in this case feel like they're actually, you know, physically making this happen. So it's pretty exciting to see.
And we mentioned the ornament as a great gift idea. You have something else called Kind News Magazine. And what a terrific gift that would be for a child in your family or a neighborhood child. Could you just tell us a little bit about Kind News Magazine? Because it's such a wonderful way to get the message out to children.
It really is. And it's very inexpensive. It's only $10 for an individual home subscription. And, you know, parents, educators, teachers, anyone who is interested in helping kids understand animals and develop empathy skills can go to kindnews.org and download the sample, digital issues. And, you know, sometimes just sharing the digital issues, can be a great way to help kids learn more about animals, especially now with so much learning being digital and so many kids not back in the classrooms yet. You can share the digital magazine, and we've changed the digital magazine now so that is much more interactive. So it's a PDF still, but kids can write on the magazine, you know, write on the PDF. They can fill in things on the PDF. They can click to hear the audio versions of the articles. So now they can have it read to them. They can do puzzles online. Mm. So we've really, again, pivoted really quickly when it comes to Kind News Magazine to make sure all this is available digitally while kids are still, you know, processing this pandemic and maybe looking for things to do online. But if you want the paper version, that is still available. And we've also heard from parents and educators that, boy, we're sick of being online, and it really is nice to have things on paper. So we have both. And the magazine really does, it focuses on helping kids understand animals. So it goes into a lot of science. There's a lot of science standards in the magazine, as well as Common Core language arts and, you know, science and whatever we can make so that the kids are both learning things they need to learn anyway and learning about animals at the same time.
During this time, I think that parents are looking for ways to kind of enrich their children's minds and give them something to do. And what a positive thing to do. And yes, it is available online and in paper form. So I think that it's something that you could put in front of them just to have them go through or just do it on their little computer. So it's a wonderful thing. So it's a way to pay it forward too.
For sure.
Yeah. It's and the children, they actually help adults sometimes when they learn.
It's also nice, I think, during this time for kids to sort of have some vocabulary to talk about, you know, the emotions of what's going on around them. And, you know, they might be missing a lot of social opportunities. Mm-hmm. And so what we've been trying to do is, you know, recreate some of the opportunity for them to talk about, if they can't necessarily build relationships in person, can they talk about relationships? And those could be relationships with animals as well as relationships with their classmates and peers or brothers and sisters. So a lot of the vocabulary that we include in Kind News Magazine is more than just the animal piece. It's a lot about emotions, like not just what a cat looks like, for example, when the cat might be scared or happy or excited, but also how do kids feel? How do kids look when they're happy and excited? So as we're helping them understand animals, we're also trying to help them understand themselves. So I think that's pretty unique, unique about Kind News Magazine, is it really does get into kind of some of the, you know, self-awareness and emotion regulation and understanding emotions in a much, you know, deeper way so that they can understand some of this complicated relationship skills stuff. Cause it's, you know, yeah. The earlier they start, the better in my mind.
Absolutely. You got it. And I know the times are different right now and COVID's kind of changed the way even this works, but if someone wants to become a Red Rover responder, a volunteer, how could they do that?
We have also pivoted that training program. And so even though we're currently not deploying volunteers, we are definitely working on training more, because we know as soon as the pandemic is over, we are going to have just as high a demand for help in various communities that get overwhelmed by natural disasters, mm-hmm. you know, the California fires, and there's just been so many natural disasters, and we know that's just going to continue. So we want to make sure we're ready. And so we have now moved our Red Rover Responders Volunteer Training Workshop online, and it's free. So if people do feel like they're kind of stuck home more than normal, what a great opportunity to become a trained volunteer. So you can go to redrover.org and click on the Red Rover Responders Program, or go to the volunteer opportunity programs, and it'll walk you through kind of how to become a volunteer, what it looks like, what to expect, and how to get trained.
And that's important too, because in this time, people are looking for how they can make a contribution, and depending on the state you're in, what you can and can't do publicly. So what a great thing to do. You can take the classes online, they're free, and you learn a lot, and you're also contributing. There's a way to contribute and give back. So I think that to be a Red Rover responder volunteer is a very good thing this time in our lives. And lastly, for anyone who wants to donate, maybe people can't give of their time right now, but maybe people want to donate to make a difference, because it's so important for us to be able to know that we can make a difference. Those of us that not only animal lovers, but people that are out there who just have great hearts. And during this time, they're looking to say, what could I do to help? Where can people go to donate, or where can they learn more about Red Rover?
Yeah, redrover.org can take you to all sorts of, all of our programs and learn more ways to help. You can click right on the donate button at the top when you go to redrover.org, and that has some opportunities there to become a monthly donor. And becoming a monthly donor is such a fantastic way to donate and not have to worry about, mm-hmm. Getting lots of letters in the mail, because I know a lot of people don't like getting repeated letters asking for money. And, you become a monthly donor, you don't get all that mail. We save money, you save, mm-hmm. headache, and you can change the amount you donate every month. So it can be $5, it can be $10. So that's a fantastic way to support, any nonprofit, but certainly Red Rover. And for a limited time, you can still become a monthly donor for the Purple Leash Project that we were talking about earlier, mm-hmm. and get the Purple Leash. So if people want to learn more about the Purple Leash Project and how to become a monthly donor and get the leash, you can go to purpleleashproject.com, and that talks about the Purina and Red Rover relationship, but it also has the link to donate right on that page. There's more about Red Rover and how to donate. And when you donate through that program, you get the Purple Leash. So that's another fun way to help out.
For listeners, Miss Olive chose the beautiful Fancy Feast Feastivities collectible ornament to be one of her favorite things for her holiday gift guide in Suncoast Pet Magazine. So for those that would like to order their collectible ornament, where do they go and how do they do that, Nicole?
Yeah, so if you go to festivities.com, takes you right to the page to purchase an ornament. Very easy.
That's great. And you're going to be happy you did, because not only are you getting a beautiful ornament, you are also paying it forward to Red Rover. And one more thing I just want to add for those people, like if you have a niece, if you have a nephew, if you have a neighbor, we all can interact, not only or your own children. What a better way to teach them about animals, as well as teach them about themselves, encourage compassion, kindness, empathy, than with the Kind News magazine. Can you just tell us again how people could order it, or if they want to just learn more about it, where to go?
Sure. If you go to kindnews.org, you can download some sample issues, look at the digital issues, or click right on the subscribe button right at the top. So it's super easy. Once you click the subscribe button, it will say, do you want to renew, or do you want to do a classroom subscription or an individual subscription? You can do these as gifts. So if you want an individual subscription to sort of send to a child that you know, maybe a nephew or niece, or you can also sponsor a classroom. So that's another great way to give back. If you don't have any kids in your lives, we have a lot of classrooms who are on wait lists, teachers who would love to have it in their classroom, but they are unable to afford that. And so you can also sponsor a classroom. There's information about how to do that on the website as well. And I just realized as we were talking, I said festivities.com when it comes to the
Feastivities.
Ornament, and it's Feastivities.
Feastivities, yeah, Feastivities. Yes.
It's Fancy Feast, of course.
Fancy Feast, Feastivities.
And I read that earlier, and then it just came out with the wrong, wrong word, so.
It's festivity. It's festive.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, it's beautiful for those that are looking at it online. I mean, it is absolutely gorgeous.
Yes.
Nicole, I want to thank you again for being our guest and for all the work that Red Rover is doing for animals in crisis and for people in crisis too. You guys always bring it, and it's really important for people to go to redrover.org to not only learn more about you, but all of the wonderful things that you're doing, obviously to get their ornament, maybe the Kind News magazine, and also to make a donation or just to learn more about this fabulous organization, because you guys do it all. And if you want to be a volunteer, you can now learn online. So what better way to pay it forward yourselves? So I thank you so much, Nicole. You have a wonderful holiday, and I am ordering my fancy festivity ornament right now.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much again for having me on the show.
All right. Bye-bye. Have a great holiday. Okay. We would like to thank our guests this week. And also, as our doggy divas always say, please love your pets because they love you unconditionally. And please remember to adopt, foster, spay, neuter, and microchip. And as always, please have a great Diva Week, everyone.
That's all for this episode of the Doggy Diva Show. To find out more, go to our website, thedoggydiva.com. Also, find us on our Facebook page, The Doggy Diva Show, and tell your fellow dog lovers about it. Don't miss Susan Marie, Miss Olive, and the Doggy Divas right here for the next episode. See you again soon.
Let's Talk Pets. Every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.